공부 시간입니다.
안녕하세요. Hello and welcome to Korean Survival Phrases, brought to you by KoreanClass101.com. This course is designed to equip you with the language skills and knowledge to enable you to get the most out of your visit to Korea. You'll be surprised at how far a little Korean will go. Now, before we jump in, remember to stop by KoreanClass101.com, and there you'll find the accompanying PDF and additional info in the post. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment. Hello, 안녕하세요. My name is Keith Kim, and I'll be your language teacher and cultural guide throughout this introductory course. Welcome to your first Korean lesson. Now, wherever your destination may be, manners are a must. And in this respect, Korea is no different. So in our very first lesson, we'll be taking a look at a phrase there's no excuse not to bring with you to Korea. Again, I'll stress this over and over. A little bit of the language can go such a long way. In Korean, there are numerous ways to say thank you. We'll go over the most commonly heard versions. In Korean, thank you is 감사합니다. And one more time slowly, 감사합니다. Let's break this down by syllable. 감사합니다. Now let's hear it again. 감사합니다. This is essential to use with strangers as it conveys the most respect possible. It is very important to remember that Korea is a Confucian society and social ranking as well as age plays a strong role in language. Next is 고맙습니다. One more time slowly. 고맙습니다. Let's break it down by syllable. 고 맙습니다. And now let's hear it once again. 고맙습니다. This form is very similar to the first 감사합니다. But 고맙습니다 is a tiny, tiny bit more informal, but still pretty formal nonetheless. Now let's take a look at how to use an informal form of the word to those younger than you, or to those that are your close and intimate friends. The informal is 고마워. One time slowly, 고마워. Let's break it down by syllable. 고마워. Remember, this is to be used in close relationships. But if you are ever unsure of which one to use, stick with the most polite version. 감사합니다. For those very special occasions, when someone goes above and beyond the call of being kind, when someone is extremely generous, or for any other time you're extremely grateful, we have the following phrase to express this. 대단히 감사합니다, which is literally translated as great thanks. Let's hear it once again slowly. 대단히 감사합니다. And now let's break it down by syllable. 대단히 감사합니다. 대단히 감사합니다. Now that we went over all the ways to say thanks, let's just recap here going from the most polite to most informal. Great thanks. Do you remember that one? It's 대단히 감사합니다. And once again slowly, 대단히 감사합니다. And next we have thank you, which is 감사합니다. And once again slowly, 감사합니다. The next one is, once again, thank you, but slightly less formal. 고맙습니다. And once again slowly, 고맙습니다. And the last is, you've guessed it, the least formal. 고마워. And slowly, 고마워. Okay, to close out today's lesson, we'd like for you to practice what you've learned. I'll provide you with the English equivalent of the phrase, and you're responsible for shouting it out loud. You'll have a few seconds before I give you the answer, so, 화이팅! This is taken from the English word fighting, but is used as a phrase of encouragement. Here we go. Great thanks.
대단히 감사합니다.
Thanks.
고마워.
Thank you, the formal one.
감사합니다 or 고맙습니다.
All right, that's going to do it for today. Remember to stop by KoreanClass101.com and pick up the accompanying PDF. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a comment.